Well, thank Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Lamala Mehem. So the Mishnayos are discussing the hierarchy of Avos HaTuma, Menakal El HaChamur. So an earlier Mishnah mentions a series of Avos HaTuma that are only Mitame B'Maga and not B'Masa. Now, Mishnah Beis gives us examples of the next level of Avos HaTuma that have two milas over the previous Mishnah, as we'll see. Lamala Mehem. Nevela u'mechatas sheish ben kidei hazoya. Nevela is mitame as an avatuma, and mechatas sheish ben kidei hazoya as distinct from the case earlier of mechatas where there was not enough in it that was considered kidei hazoya. These two avos shehei mitamin es ha'adam b'masa letame v'gadim b'maga. That means two things. Number one, that's mitame sa'adam ben masa, more than just maga, as the Mishnah earlier discussed in the first series of Avos HaTuma, that mitame ben maga, but not ben masa. So these two examples are mitame ben masa as well. And the second point is mitame begadim ben maga, which means like this, that when the adam is no say, let's say the nevela, so if he is wearing begadim, or as we'll see, if he's touching the gadim, so he's mitame the gadim to become a rishon just like him. The avatuma is the nevela or the mechatas here, sheish kidei hazoya, and that's mitame es ha'adam b'masa. But at the same time, that's mitame es ha'adam b'masa, it's mitame the gadim b'maga. That it makes the person through the person's being nosed in the nevela, the begadim become tameh as well. The begadim that he's touching, the begadim that he's wearing, they become a rishon together with him. So again, there are two nekudos here. All of this does not apply in the first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, it's not mitame b'masa at all. And there's no halacha of b'chibas begadim. The Mishnah concludes, v'chasuchei begadim b'maga. As explained, we'll see soon all in the Rav. That means, the chasuche means like, lochasachta spinchas yechidcha mimeni, to hold back. That this din is not applicable to a case of maga. If a person is nogeya, for example, here, in the nevela or the mechatas sheish kedei azoya, so then the begadim will not become tamid. The chasuche begadim b'maga. That the begadim will not have the din that they become tamei if all you did was be nogea in the avatuma that's described here. It's only if you know say the nevela or you know say the mechatas that the din is that the tamei begadim b'maga. That if you're touching begadim at the same time, the begadim become a rishon as well, not just you but also the begadim. But by maga, that would not be so in terms of these avos HaTuma. That's the words of the Mishnah. A lot of points that have to be elucidated. Let's start with the Rav. First of all, let's define what masa means. Says the Rav, "Mitamin es ha'adam v'masa. Mishegbia echad mehen. If you lifted any of these avos HaTuma up, bein biyado, whether with your hand, bein shegbiu chavir al kseifo, whether someone put it on your shoulder, va'afilu shelo nagahu b'tuma. Even if you didn't touch, because if you touched it, then you have the inyan of maga, of course." But we're talking about a case where you don't have maga, but you have not no you no say you have masa. So that means there's something in between, for example, your shoulder and the nevela. So it's not maga, but it's masa. You're carrying it. Osa, yeah.
Didn't we say that maga is not only with your hands? Maga is with any part of your body. So what is the difference between carrying it on your shoulder? Why is it not considered maga?
Because there's something in between. There's a hefsek. In other words, if it were directly on your shoulder in a chanami, that would be maga. But let's imagine there was a pillow on your shoulder, and on top of the pillow was the nevela. So but you're not wearing, touching the nevela.
If you're wearing gloves,
okay,
then it's not maga.
Chori, right. Because gloves are not your body. Be any part of your body, but it has to be your body. Contact directly with the body. Pashtus, you're correct. Afilo nagahu betuma. O shayfa tuma kshur bechevel. It's tied to a rope. Vigbia tuma idea chevel. So again, you lifted up the tuma, but you didn't touch the tuma, but you're nosing the tuma. But point is, kevin shehinia kovad adavar atame ba'achmo. Since you moved, hinia is to move the mass of the davar tame yourself. So in this case, nitma ha'adam tumas masa. This is now getting on to the next point. But just for a second, notice the lashon Rav. Kamen shehinia kovet hadavar. Very meduyik in the Rav that the inyan of masa requires that you move the tumah. Now he says this in the case of after saying chevel, but it seems that he's going in all the cases. Going back, in other words, all these cases. Higbiya echad mehen, baby yado, higbiya sefo. The common denominator in Masha is Hiniya Kovid Adavar Tami Da'atzma. That you moved the Tumah through your carrying. This is in fact many Rishonim Shita. It's a Rashi in Chulin Adaf Chaf. It's also mentioned by the Rash in a number of places. For example, you have it in the Rash in Zavin. It's the Duik and the Rash in the next Mishnah and Kalim as well, that Masa requires, we're talking about Masa, for example, by Nevela, requires that you move the Davar Tame. If you would just have it over you, right, higher, on your shoulder, but you didn't move the Tuma, that would not Tame you with Tumas Masa. That would perhaps be true by the next level in Avos HaTumah that we'll see, that have another chumra called Evan Nesama, we'll see in the next Mishnah tomorrow, Yes Hashem. That would be so, that you don't have to move it. But in the cases where the Tumah is purely Tumas Masa, like the Vega, you have to have moved the Tumah. It's interesting that, in a way, then it's not really Masa as much as we could call it Hesed. Hesed means to move. It amazes it. So in a chenam, you drag it on the floor, you didn't pick it up an inch from the floor. But that's the same tumas masa. It's not so much masa as much as really what you could call hesed. In any event, this is Shitas Rashi, as we said in Chulin, and the Shita of the Rash. And apparently what the Rav is saying as well. The Rambam holds otherwise. The Rambam holds that masa does not require that you mazes at all. If you look in the Rambam here, for example, Pirush Mishnayos, it says V'yitzterech she'avayer tumas masa mahi, just below the Rav in Tosfos Yontif. V'zeh she'koma she'yomar bo mitami b'masa inyano she'adam kasher igbia mishkal zeh hadavar hatameh yitma. When you magbia the weight of this davar tameh, you become tameh. Va'af al pi shehu lo naga gufo be'etzem hadavar nitma, even though your body didn't make contact with the thing that's tame. Ava filu haya beinu beinu elafama beemtsa haguf shegiya kfiduso alav timahu. The ain havdo ben sheyatik zehadavar tame al rosho o yachzik biyada v'yal makom migufo mimal, any place of your body, it's above you. Achenim tal also bechut, like the Rav brings from the Rambam, v'igbiyo me'aretz v'zehachut nezik takari gam ken masa. The chain ha-hesed. Notice the Rambam gives you another example that would be mitami b'masa, hesed, hu min min ha-masa. V'hu shi'aniya ze'adava she'nitma v'yagbiya mishkolo. He would cause it to be moved. Gamken. Avo be'hatoya, dimyon ze, she'yeh eitz munach ha-rosh ha-koso, v'atumal k'zeh ha-eitz. Say the tumah on one end of the piece of wood. The kashenata the matzia sheni. Now you put some pressure on the other side. Higbiat katsa sheboat tumah. But the tamei zubin tiasa eitz. The kfaris by bigmar shenevelo mitama beheset. But that's really a form of tumas masa. The heset min min hamasa. The Rambam is also clear in Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Rambam, Tumas Meisos in the Tam Ibn Masa. The Rambam says here in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, Tumas Masa Mur B'chol Makom, Dein B'meis B'Misham B'Tam Ibn Masa, Hu Sheyisa Ha'adam Es HaTuma Afi Shalom Nagam. Sheyisa Ha'adam Es HaTuma. Afi Wohya B'ino B'ino Evan, Ho Nisa Nitma. He's certainly not moving it. Evan. The Rambam says that goes into Tumas Mas. Echad Anosi Aroso, Biyado, Ashar Gufo. Echad Anosi Ubaatzma, Oshinasa Ache, Nichalomala Mizah, Ho, Venisa Salam, Nikomakam Nitma. I feel like it's a Tumat to Yibachut, of the Sire, the Talachut, how is the Nosi of Nitma? And then he says, next Talacha, Mesit Bechal Nosi. Code of Shem and Tami Bemas and Mitami Behesit. So from the Rambam it would appear that Masa does not require that you move it at all. And the Rav and you saw in the Rash and Rashi hold otherwise. That's one important idea as far as whether Tumas Masa in general requires that you move it. Now what else does the Rav say? And this is going on to the point about Letame Vigadim Vimaga, that at the time that you're no say the Tuma, so not only do you become Tamei, but also the Tami Begadim, says the Rash. Continuing the Rav. Nitma Adam says to Masmasa the Tami Begadim Sha'alav. So the Rav says either your Begadim that you're wearing, oh, Ko Begadim Bekadim Sha'unogab. So the Rav emphasizes that the Tami Begadim doesn't just mean the Begadim that you're wearing, that's on you. But it means any begadim or kalim for that matter, that you're touching. That becomes tamei as well at the time that you're no, that you are no say the nevela. In other words, the pasuk says the mocker is v'chibas begadim. But the pshat is not just begadim, kalim as well, and not just begadim that you're wearing, but any begadim, any kalim that you're in contact with, that's b'chal the pasuk of v'chibas begadim. And the Lashon HaMishnah perhaps is meduyik that way, right? Because what does the Mishnah say, as we read, Letame Begadim Bimaga. What does it mean, Letame Begadim Bimaga? That at the time that you're noseh nevela, you're metame begadim that you're touching. So in other words, lav dafka begadim that you're wearing, begadim that you're touching. And kelim that you're touching, in other words. That's the din that the Mishnah is teaching us here, that at the time that you know Sina Vela, Vachibas Begadav, that if you have the Begadim that you're in contact with, either you're wearing them or you're touching them, that's the din, that they become a Rishon as well. Now we have to understand the Gedev of this Halacha. True, it's the Xeris HaKasuv, Vachibas Begadav. What's the Mahalach? How does it work? This concept has a name. The name is called Tuma Bechibur. In other words, you are becoming Tamei from the Avatuma, and then that which you are mechubur to, what's mechubur to you, becomes tamei at the same time. What's the gather here? After all, normally what's the halacha we saw in the very beginning of the Masechta, and the Gemara pointed it out, Rav, kelim only become tamei from an avatum. Ochen umashkin become tamei from a rishon, become a sheni. But adam bekelim can only become tamei from avatumah. This person is touching an avela, or not touching, he's no say avela, he becomes a rishon with them. So what's the pshat that while he's no say an avela, so now the begadim that he's touching, or kelim that he's touching, become a rishon. But they're becoming tamei from a rishon. So how could it be? I thought adam v'kelim cannot become tamei from a rishon. And he's a rishon. What's the gather of this halach? But let's just read a few more lines in the Rav. So the Rav says, "Letamei begadim sha'alav v'kol begadim v'kelim shu nogeh behen chutz mikli cheres," but it doesn't apply to kli cheres. He's like a little parenthesis here. These three words, chutz mikli cheres, that's not included in this halacha tum v'chiburin. Other kelim, yes. But not kucheres, it's a chorah learned out of a pasuk, the chibas begadav. So that means kelim, are like the garden, but Kli Cheres are not in the same level. We have to see what the idea is over here as well. Why Kli Cheres not included? Koz mancha tumah al gaba. All this is when the tumah is on him, meaning he's no say the tumah. What happens if now no longer is the tumah on him? He was no say it, but now it's already down the low. But a minute before he was, and now he touches the begadim. Avol achas et pireish min ha-tumah, eino mitami kelim b'negia. Once he's poreish from the tumah, no longer can he mitami kelim that he's touching. Lefi sha-nosei es ha-tumah, le-achas et pireish mimena, eino el-arishim l-tumah. The person who's nosei l-tumah, once he separates, he's only arishim. De-ein kelim mikabim tumah, elo me-ava tumah. What's the lesson of Rav Masma here? Why is he not Mitami Kalim once he's Piresh? Because he's only a Rishon. No? So, and what about while he's being no Sin in the Vela? Oh, so it's Masma from the Rav that the Pshat is that that's a Gzeiras HaKusk. Bishas, he's no Sin in the Vela, he has a status of an Avatum. That's the way it would seem from the lesson here. That's why he has the Koach to Mitami Kalim. Because he's an avatuma b'shaito. This is the way the Rash understands in a number of places in Olus, in the first parak. Tuma b'chiburin is the pshat, that you're an avatuma b'sha, that you're no say the tuma. Or if we see later, there might be halakhus of tuma b'chiburin, even not just by no say, by some avatuma, even not by no say, even by maga, but not here. By the veil, it's only by no say. But the pshat is when you're connected to the tuma, through, in this case, carrying the tumah, your status is an av. A little bit of a chidush, because sof kol sof, then what happens? A minute later, you're not touching, you're not carrying the tumah. Now you're not an av. You were an av, now you're not an av. That's how the Tiferes Yisrael wonders. If you look in the next page in Boaz, he jumps on this. Zavim tomar, hech efsheloma shebeshashem lechubar l'tumah yiya av, it's like a temporary status of an av. You were an av. It suddenly disappeared, the status of being an avatum. But Lamai said that's how the Rashi understands him. That's Meduik and the Rav here. There's even a Tosefta that's Masma this way. The Tosefta in Kalim is broken up into Bava Kama. Bamitzia Baba Basra that we know from the Zikin, but the same expressions are used for Kalim in 30 Prakim. The first 10 Prakim are considered Baba Kama, Bamitzia the middle Prakim, and the last part is Baba Basra. In the Sefta, Perik Baba Kama, Perik Vav, the lesson of the Tosefta is in Kli Cheres mitame el avatuma kosha av atuma b'shaito. It goes on, but the idea is, and the first I'm explaining, avatuma b'shaito means this idea, what we call tuma b'chiburin. While you're no say in the vela, for example, you're an avatuma for that period of time during this interim phase, but later on you're a rishon once you're Polish. So you can't be mitami kelim, mitami begadim, only when you're an avatuma. Yeah.
You're acting as almost like a conduct.
So now you want to say it. Very good. You want to present another idea. Quite right. But let's build it out from the Rambam. The Rambam is mefurish not this way. The Rambam states that you're a rishon, even while you know Simon Vela, even while you have the tumba chibur. You see this Rambam, let's look in Rambam in Zavi. I think it's in Zavi in the Pirsha Mishnah. Take a look at Perek Hei, Zavi, Mishnah Aleph. The Rambam writes, "Hayei zocher li'ikarim asher be'arnu b'tchilas ze'aseder." Remember the main principles that I explained in the beginning of Seder Taharis. He's referring either to his introduction or to his commentary to the first Mishnah in Taras and Kalim. Hu asher yitame adam v'kelim. Sha'ava tuma hu asher yitame adam v'kelim. Vlada tuma lo yitame adam v'lo kelim. Right? Ava tuma can yitame adam v'kelim. Vlada tuma cannot yitame adam or kelim. V'shikoma shenitma ba'ava tuma hu rishon. V'nikru gam kein vlad. Anything that's nitma ba'ava tuma is a rishon and also called a vlada tuma. Now the Rambam continues and says, "Va'amar ba'aloch hazos megiyah in that Mishnah in Zavin, shekashi itame v'zav, va'otshu mechuber bo, habehu mitame kelim kishenaga behem." So when you're mechuber to a zav, there's also a halacha of tumah v'chiburim that you mitame because it's v'chibas begadav. So you mitame kelim as part of that halacha kishenaga behem. Ve'aval pisha hu rishon l'tumah. Even though you're a Rishon, the first in the Rambam, that you are a Rishon. The Rambam is not saying you're a Rishon only after your Poros. Even though you're a Rishon, you are the Tamei Kelim. Amna, Koz Manshu, Mechuber Ba'av, the Tamei Kelim. And that's the halacha of a Negev in Tzara Zav, the Chabes Begadav. That Koz Manshu, you're Negev in Tzara Zav, here you have it even by Nogeya. By Nevela, it's only true by Nosei, as we see in our Mishnah. But by Nogeya, it's a Chabes Begadav. Even by Nogeya ben Sarazav. So then, Yechabes Begadav. But the Rambam is mefurish that even though you are a Rishon, you're Metame Kelim. So now you have to understand, what's the idea, what's the Pshat here? In the Rash, the Pshat is you're not a Tumah B'Shaita. According to the Rambam, you're a Rishon, and yet, how can you Metame Kelim? So a couple of possible svaras. Let's try what you began to say here. One idea that they want to say is it's like this. It's really not that you are metamei the kelim, you are metamei the begadim. Rather, the davar atamei is metamei the begadim through you. What are you? You said a conduit. Another way to put it, in terms of hilchos tumah v'tahara, is that you're a yad. There are ideas like the mesachta uksin. It's all about, you know, things, parts that are like appended to a kri, to an ochel, nitma yad, nitma ochel. You are a yad. So therefore, you serve in that way as a conduit to bring the tumah from the vela, let's say, to the begadim, to the kelim. If you're holding on to the begadim, so now it flows through you. It's like it's the vela is metame the kelim. Now, it's not simple svara, at least over here, the Negea Kelim, for the following reason. Because what's the tumah that we're talking about here? Not Negea, not Maga, but Masa. Now, who's Tamei B'Masa? What's Tamei B'Masa? Adam, the Rashna Mishnah, the Tamei Esa Adam B'Masa. The Rav, just a minute later, is going to point this out. Go down a line or two. He says, "Ein lecha tamei tumas nasa, ela ha'adam vilvad, velo kelim, velo ochen umaskin." Kelim do not become tamei b'masa. There's no such halacha that kelim are tamei b'masa. If there no say the tumah. Shemayu kelim rabim, ze al gav ze, unevela udmei nidam b'kli ha'elyon. So now, let's understand. If the only thing that can become Tamei B'Masa is Adam and not Kelim, so here, what are you going to say? How can the Kelim become Tamei? You're touching them at the time that you know Sayyidina Nevela. So the Rash said, because you're not a Tumah B'Shaita. The Rambam says, you're a Rishon L'Tumah. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam? The answer is, you're a Yad. Yeah, but what's the Pshat? You're a Yad. Say you're a Yad now till tomorrow, but Kelim not Tumah B'Masa. So how can the Kelim become Tumah with Masa? The Halach of Tumah B'Masa is only for Adam. So what is being a Yad going to help you? You cannot have Tumah B'Masa by Kelim. Kelim does not become Tumah B'Masa. More or less, this kasha is asked by the stipler. The stipler has a piece on Tumah B'Chiburim in Simen Yud Dalet. He answers this. He has another kasha too from the Blessed Tor, the Tanbi Sabriya, but this is one of his kashas. He says, "How could it be better? Me'ilu nasua begadim atzman esanavela. How could tumba chiburin, your being like a yad, be any better than if the kerem themselves were no seed in the veil, they wouldn't become tamei? So how could you say that your no seed in the veil, they become tamei the mas?" Then he says, "Yesh ritchol success." Doesn't tell you what he means, but there is a svar one could perhaps suggest to distinguish. Follow. Kerem are not tamei the masa. The pshat is that's not called halachically a masa. If kelim lift something up, that's not called masa. Torah doesn't consider that to be halachically speaking masa for Kabbalah's tumah. If the kelim are no say the tumah, that's why kelim not tamei the masa. Not that you can't have tumas masa by kelim. You can't. It's not called halachically speaking masa to create tumah, but where do you have masa? Where is an halachic considered a masa to mitame? If an adam is no say. So, if I have an adam that's no say, now the hechad timsa was missing for the kerem become tamei masa because it's not called masa. But I have masa, you have the masa of adam. You have the masa of the adam, the kerem can become tamei with the masa of adam. So you can really say that it's like a gather of yad. But it's not a problem. It is better than if the kelim themselves were nosi, because that's the problem. If a kelim are nosi, it's not called masa. If adam is nosi, it's called masa. Now you have masa. Now you can have the tumas masa of the kelim too.
Is that even kasha according to the way the Rambam works? No.
All this is within, we said, from the Rambam. For the Rambam, the Rambam calls him a Risha. For the Ras, the Rambam is not a problem. The whole issue doesn't. That's the pshat. You're an avushait. But if you want to present another approach and say that it's your gather of a yad, then you have to deal with this question: how can you have tumas kelim b'masa through being a yad if the ma'isa kelim not become tummy b'masa anyway? Again, but yesh l'falpel, because maybe if you have a masa of an adam, you can have tumas kelim b'masa too. We'll come back to this whole inyan of a kelim b'masa in just a few minutes. What else could we say? Again, for the Rambam, that you're a Rishon, and yet you're mitami begadim, tuma bechibur. What could be the pshat? So maybe there's another way to present it, not the way you said it. You're a yad, conduit, something else. You are tame as a Rishon because you are no sin avela. The Gzeres HaKosav says vechibas begadim, that the begadim. Let's start with the case where you're wearing begadim. The begadim you're wearing are nitfal to you. Not so much that you're a yad to create, you know, the channel of tumah goes derech you to the begadim. No, it's one kabbalah's tumah. You and your begadim. It's a different way to think about it. The kabbalah you are, they become part of the same process. The kabbalah's tumah, you are becoming a rishon, and together with you becoming a rishon, the begadim become a rishon. Not that you are metami the begadim, because you're only a Risha. According to the Ras, you're an Ad. You're Metam Begadim at this moment. No, you're a Risha. But you become a Risha together with the Begadim. It's one Kabbalah Stuma on you and all that's Nilvet to you. What's called Nilvet to you? The Begadim that you're wearing are Nilvet to you. Now, we have to modify a little bit. L'maisa, the Rav says, it's not just what you're wearing. Even if you're touching the Begadim. But the Lashon Mishnah sounds like the Tani Begadim the Maga. The truth is that there is a shita of Rashi, very big chidush. Rashi says in Baba Basra, Daf Tes on the Beis, we just might have a little bit of discussion of Tumah V'Tahara there. Rashi says that the chibas begadav means the gadim shehu lovish. Baba Basra. Tosus jumps all over Rashi. Says the din of Tumah Chibur is not just what you're wearing. It's even the garment that you're touching. Tumah bechiburin, kigon, big day levusho, zakrashi, hayrehen kamohu, avo shar begadim shanogea behen, shar begadim hanogea, v'chenem yiga ba'adam, lo matame. So Tosas asks on Rashi that it's not true. Here's a quote: "Is the end of the time of the begadim shulovish v'kasha gurivav the betoras kohanim parshas v'yimashviva mashmini marbe shemitame afilu kelim, not just begadim, but even kelim. I forgot to usach behulavisha. Not wearing kelim, you're touching kelim, and yet that's part of the chibas begadim." The enemy might be in the God of El Adam Ukricheres, Shinogebehem. The only thing that we might from the God of is Lafuke Adam Ukricheres. But Shar Kalim are part of Zeros HaKasa Vachimus Begadav. And Rashi says only what you're wearing. So Rashi is difficult, for sure. But in Rashi, Lachor, you see the idea is why are the only begadav? Shilovesh? Shad is because that's Shaykh to you. That's nitfal to you. So Mela, when you become Tomei, you and your begot. So, perhaps, we'll just say it this, even if you argue on Rashi, and you hold that even if it's Mitami Kalim as well, and it's Mitami begot that you're holding, not just what you're wearing, but it's the same gedder. Just like for Rashi, it's for sure the Pshat seems to be, that it's one Kabbalah's Tomei, you and your begot who are connected to you. So even if it's the pshat, we will admire that you're holding on to the garden, but you're holding the garden at that time. So you and whatever you're holding, it's one kabbalah's tumah together. There's a fascinating shita of the Rush, in Zavim, which we'll get to in the Shem Perakei Mishnah Aleph. The Rush says that it's not just the begadim that are closest to your skin that become tameh, the first layer that you're touching, but all the begadim that you're wearing, even the begad elyon, also become tameh based on this chibas begadim. The lashon of the Rashi is the betelim legabei v'havi kinogia bekula. Could be what the Rashi means. Like what we're saying is that it's because it's one. The batu to you, it's all one Kabbalah's tumma. The Rush says it in Binogea, something there you'll see when we'll get to it. But the Gra argues on the Rush, and it's a big chidush. The Nuchas Chinuch brings this machlokas, whether we say the chibas begadim goes on all the layers or only on what's touching you. The Gra, is it here? Maybe it's here. And Eliyahu Rabbah. Yeah, take a look on Eliyahu Rabbah on the side. Begadim sha'alav, it's an Amud Vav here. Hanogin begufo, ubein begadim sha'ein alav, elish shenogea b'hem b'yadav o begufo. Avo begadim sha'alav, sha'ein hanogin begufo, ein hametame. Clearly, the Gra argues. He says, begadim that you're not nogea begufo, even if you're wearing them, are not tamid. You're not mitamid them. And he goes on, v'lav dafka, begadim al kol kegem chutz mikricheres. But both from Rashi on the one hand, who's the most limited, it's only begadim you're wearing and not you're touching. Whether bein according to the Rush, that all the begadim, there's a common svara that I think you can bring out, and that is that the gather is, it's like one Kabbalah's tumah on you and what is nitfal to you. Well, you want to suggest that even if you don't accept either Rashi or the Rashi, you could just, you know, maybe say it's only one layer, the gadim, or you could say it's even gadim you're touching, but the pshat is whatever you're touching, that's nitfal to you in the Kabbalah's tumah that's going on. So you become a Rishon together with anything that's shayach to you. That could be the pshat here of Tum B'chibur. And again, according to the Rambam, according to the Rash, the pshat is you're an avatum l'shaytum. There is another deal that we should bear in mind, and that's the exception of Kricheres. The Rav points out, and everyone else as well, that Kricheres is different. That Tum B'chibur doesn't apply to Kricheres, only to other Kalim. The Rav says, let's read it in the Rav. So first he mentions it like parenthetically. He says, Kol begadim became shu'in ugebe and chutz mikricheres. So he first already mentioned it then, and he elaborates again later. Right? It says Kol Zman Shetum Al Gabav Lach Shapirish and it becomes a Kerem in the Gil. She knows Shetum Lach Shapirish and a Rishon Tum and Kerem Kam Tum Ebav Tum. Vafilu Bizman. Now he comes back. Vafilu Bizman Shu Nosi Yisatuma. Even at the time that you're like an Av, that's when the Rav understands that you're an Av at that time. Eino Mitame Adam Ukricheres. Elga Shar Kerem Belvad. Let's understand. So, what's the gather here? Manafshach. If you have the potential to metame begadin kelim, so why is kucheres different? So you tell me it's a gveras hakasuv. But what's the idea? What's the mahalach? There's a lesson of the Rambam here, Pirsha Mishnah. On the left side, you'll see that 8 lines from the bottom of the page here, he says lashon sifra. Or let's go back. The da she'amru yisale v'chibesh begadav ena kavano she'itam begadim asher lovesh levad. Doesn't just mean what you're wearing. Avo kavano she'itam eizer beged, any beged. Yobo so alo, whether you're wearing it or you're not wearing it. V'chein shara kelim. The lashon sifra, the Torah's Kohanim's lashon is mitame shara kelim b'ki begadim. V'zulas kli cheres, except for kli cheres. Shehu lo yitameyu zulas ha'av kemosha kadam. Because that, the only thing that can mitamei it is an av. So, very puzzling Russia. Because the Rambam wants to say zulas kliyicheres and leave it at that. So kliyicheres is different. Why? I don't know. The Rambam gives seemingly an explanation. He says, kliyicheres, because that, the only thing that can mitamei it is an av. I understand. And Shar Kalim, it's also true. Shar Kalim, the only thing is Mitame is an Av. Elamai, whatever you say, you'll say. There's a custom. So he said, you're a Yad, or it's a one Kabbalah Stumma. So, what could the Rama mean? I mean, the fact is, every Kalim, only an Av is Mitami, and yet there's a Din L'chibes Begadim, however you explain it. So the Rambam in Zin Klicheres is different, only an Av can Mitami, you're a Rishon. Yeah, and other Kalim also a Rishon can Mitami, but the Torah says that they become Tami. So what does the Rambam mean? So maybe this gives us pause to maybe present another idea. So we said so far three spots, right? Number one, you're an Av Rishaito. The Rambam clearly doesn't accept that. The Rambam said Mefurish that you're a Rishon. And then we wanted to say you're like a Yad, we have problems with that, because how could a Kri become Tami ben Masa? Yashin Takasha. And then we presented this idea that you're like a Nitfal, Achronim say such a Svara, of Shachezis and Avi Ezri, Tumas Tzaras, you're Nitfal to the, in terms of Kabbalah's Tumma. Maybe another idea. This crowd that Kalim can only become Tamei from Avatuma. Let's clear Chakira here. What's the Pshat? Is the Pshat that only an Avatuma has the Koach to Metamei Kalim, Adam Kalim? If you're not on the level of Avatuma, there's no. You cannot impart Tuma to Adam Kalim. That's the idea? Or the Pshat is something else. That Adam the Kalim cannot become what? Cannot become, if they're going to be Kabbalah Tumah from a Rishon, what would they become normally? A Shane. So they cannot become a Shane. Only Ochen Omaskin can become a Shane. Adam the Kalim cannot be a Shane. So it's not so much that only an Av can mitame Kalim. It's that Kalim cannot become a Shane. Now, I'll give you a pasuk in Nafkat Mina. There is a rule that we saw in the Rav in the first Mishnah called Cherev Harev Kecholov, which means that if Kalim, let's say Klimatkes according to some Rishonim, all Kalim according to other Rishonim, touch a quartz, so their status is like the mace itself. And if a person touches that, a person becomes an Amit. That's the Cherev Harev Kecholov. Suppose you have kelim that come into contact not with the mace, but with an avatar, a person who touched the mace. So there's a shayla. Do we say that principle that kelim that touch an avatar become an avatar? Or take it to the next step. Kelim touch a rishon l'tum. Do they become like a rishon? Well, chaver, this is totally in the question. If you tell me that kelim can only become tummy from an avatuma, so then you can't. I don't care what you read, you can't become tummy from anything less than avatuma. If the pshat is kelim cannot become a sheni, not becoming a sheni, becoming a rishon. So this is a chakira. Bachan has his chakira, I don't remember where, someone covers shurim. Could be this is now the question by us. And this could be the nafkamina between klicheres and other kelim. When it comes to other kelim, so what do we see? And rishon l'tuma is mitame kelim, l'chibes begadah. What's the pshat? So the Torah is machadesh, that when you're connected, you know, sit in a vela, for example, you can make kelim kayosevo. The kelim can be a rishon. How does it work? The Torah says that this rishon, this adam, can make kelim like him. I kelim can only become tamei from an avatuma. No, the pshat is not that he can't become tamei from a rishon. He can't become a sheni. But here the Torah says the machadesh that the rishon can make kayosevo, just like chaver kachola. You see that kelim can become like the thing they touch, be it an avosa tuma, be it an avatuma, perhaps in this case be it a rishon tuma. The rishon can make kayotzei, as long as the kelim not reduced to being a sheni, it can become tummy like a rishon, even a rishon tuma. That's why there's din v'chibes begadah. What does the Rambam mean? Kli cheres is different. Shvoi tamei zulas ha'av. The pshat is that the kli cheres is another halach. That's what we mean by kicheres. Not just the pshat that can become a sheni, but if there were to be a rishon like the rishon that gives them the tumah, the bigger rishon. No, they cannot become tamei except through an avatum. So it comes at this. There's a second din by shayr kelim. It's one halach. They can't become tamei from an avatuma, from anything but an avatuma, because they can't become a sheni. We yitzuyer a rishon that would make kayotzei vo. They can be a rishon. And become a rishon through a rishon l'tum. But by klicheres talach is goy tamei uzu asah. It's a little bit of a maybe reading into the sentence in the Rambam, but maybe that would be the hagdara to the machal between klicheres and other kelim. So it comes out we have maybe a fourth possible way to think about what tum b'chiburin is. Again, the first pshat was that you become another tuma l'shaito. Very slow to understand it. Well, how could you lose that status? That's the Chiddush HaTorah in Avatum Rishaita. The Rambam says in Purush, you're Rishon L'tumah. So we have three ways. Either you're a getter of a yad, so it's like the Mevela is Metami the Kelim Derech you, or it's like they are nitfal to you in the Kabbalah's Tumah. And that's the idea of Rashi, for example, only the Gadim, or the Rash, all your Begadim. But even if it's a pshat, you're touching the Gadim, it's all one Kabbalah stum. Or perhaps simply the idea that if the Torah is machadish, that the Rishon can make a yotzivo at this point. But that would not work for Klicheres, perhaps, because Klicheres cannot mekabel tumah from anything but another tumah. This is all in terms of being magdir tumah b'chiburin. Let's focus on the next part of the Rav. The Rav now brings in the issue we alluded to before. Can kelim become tameh b'masa? So the Rav says, "Ve'en lecha tamei tumas masa, elo ha'adam bilvad, velo kelim, velo ochin umaskin. Tumas masa only applies to Adam." And lechori the Mishnah is meduik that way, because the Lashon Mishnah is she'en mitamim es ha'adam b'masa. Right? The Rav gives an example. This is taken from the Rambam. Shemahayu kelim rabin Zeh al gav zeh. When a vela or may nida bekriya elya, you have many kelim. The vela or may nida on the top. Lo nitmu al kelim atachtonim b'masa. So the kelim below do not become tummy, even though the nose say nevela or nose say may nida. Kozman shelo nagu b'nevela may nida. V'chein ochen u'maskin ain't to name to mas masa as well. They do not become tummy b'masa, only other. How do we know? Zok the Rav, there is a custom. The Gabi Tumas Masa Ksiv Lachem. The word Lachem is used. Tmein him Lachem, Tamihu Lachem, whatever it is. V'darshinan Lachem he mitamim b'masa. V'ein mitamim lo kelim v'lo ochen u'maskin b'masa. The Pasuk is teaching us that only Lachem, only Adam is tamim b'masa. Rabbi Kiva Eger here on the side is Mitzayin Arashi Inida. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it. What the Rav says is also found in the Rambam, B'Shem HaSifra. However, Midibbe Rashi Nida Dafnindalid. So, Amid Beis, Mivor, the Gam Kelim Atachtonim Tmeyim Mishum Tumas Masa, Imdam Nida Be'Elia. The Ulam Rashim Shabbos is Masmanata. It became welcome to Masman Tzarchi. The Eger found a Rashi in Nida that seems to hold that Kalim Atame to Masmasa, the case there is Dan Nida. It's a very difficult thing. If there's a Drash in Torah's Kohanim, so how can Rashi go against that? The Eger says, and also Rashi Sosa himself. There's an interesting vikuach here. You'll see if you turn the page to the Boaz. The Beres Yisrael has Yachin and Boaz. Yachin is more, you know, Bekitzer on the Mishnah, and the Boaz where he goes into larger discussions. So the whole thing is kedai to look at. First part two, we won't go into that now. He just works out the diuk of the Mishnah in the Lashon of Begadav, Tami Begadim. Why it says begadim if the din is for kelim too? So he works through some of the mekoros that we saw already, the Rush, the Rashi. But if you continue on, so the very bottom line here, Amna, the bottom line, Masha Kasav Harav, that which the Rav says, the Dafka Adam Shinasa Nitma, Nisa Nitma, Abu Kelim Ochel Maskin. So the tuma al gabeyan, v'lo nagaben tohorin. That is what the Rav says. The kasav is the agoyin, hagado, moreno, Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'zel shono. And he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger that we just saw, the Tosef of Kiva Eger. Ad kan lashon agoyin hanal. So now you get a taste of history. The ikshei silo. These are contemporaries. Zap, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz at the Tiferes Yisrael. I asked him, can Lama lo itmiyah Rashi in Mishnah Rucha? So he has a whole list of questions that he posed to Rabbi Eger. We're not going to go through all them. He says, why didn't he ask him Rashi from Mishnah and Zavim? It says, Mefurish, Pshat in that Mishnah, we'll get to it. Also, brings to Magmar Chagiga, Dav Chav Gimel, Hinyach Ritzua al Pei HaChavios. And it's Tamei, V'nafiko Toch HaChavios, V'nitma. And then it fell in, it's metame, what's in the barrel? The barrel. The lama l'nafcha l'tocha, v'meila nitma l'chavios mimasa medris. It should be tame, the barrel should be tame because it's carrying the ritzua. Why does it have to fall into it? And be inside it. And therefore he says the whole Rashi that you said is l'hoya v'lo nivra, lo dubin v'lo yar, no beers, no forest, there's no such Rashi. Yeah? The deal that you had in Rashi, Eshe Tachtav, he was building on a Lashon of Rashi, Tachtav, he assumes it means Kalim, no, it means Adam Shetachas Lama Nida. The case of Rashi was constructing, was talking about the Adam that's below, and he's Matame B'masa. He becomes Tamik. Drak Adam Reili is Tamik Shinasatum. And he has further the Yukim in the Lashon of Rashi, that's the Pshat in the Rashi. When Marisha Milchas Chinuch quotes also this, Rabbi Kivager in the Rashi, says, Yeshkit Chos, the Diyuk of the Kibbeger. Maybe it means like the Tzipaz Yisrael. But it doesn't end with this. Go to the next bold word. V'hashivani ha'gon hanav. And now Rabbi Akiva Eger responds to me, v'zeh l'shono. So it was, perhaps it was a letter, correspondence. And he says back to Tiferes Yisrael, and he is daiti. First of all, your diuk and Rashi, I think the Rashi means what I said. Eshet tachtav, mashma kosher tachtav, not just Adam, also Kalim. And he goes to the other diuk in Rashi. Go down two lines. Umashe nit yikta mechagiga. So this is an interesting thing. I want to focus on this line. Mashe yikta mar mechagiga. So there was a case of chagiga of a chavis and a ritsua, and it fell in. Ritsua was tame, it fell in. So what do you need to have it fall in? If kelim atame b'masa, then right away it's on the chavis. It's tame b'masa because of that. Yesh loma. Kevan de chavios kli cheres. Eino nitma ben maga al gabav. What's the halach as we saw in the first Mishnah? Kli cheres is mitame how? The avir, not the maga. If you touch kli cheres on the outside, it doesn't become tame. Only other kelim become tame ben maga. So since a kli cheres is not nitma ben maga al gabav, hachanami eino nitma ben masa al gabav. Because the Eger just takes for granted a very interesting thing. That if a kli cheres, if you take the case in Chagiga and say the case is kli cheres cannot become tamei the masa that it's carrying, even though other kelim yes, but not kli cheres, because it's not tamei the maga al gavo. And then he goes to the next raya of the Tveisel and his docha that. Now Tveisel responds back to the Kedega. He's going to get the last word here because he's writing, right? Vayan hananas. Who's a nan? What's a nanas? Know what a nanas is? Nobody? Nobody's a nanas is?
Giant.
The opposite.
Midget.
He's not going to call himself a giant. Right. Nanas is a midget. With all respect, he's going to hold his own and hold his ground, but he understands that Kivega is a Kivega. Vayan hananas lahashiv davar davar alofanach. And Baiter, you can see again, diuk after diuk. You responded that the diuk of Rashi is what you said, I think it's what I said. And then go down three lines before the end, back to Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga, with Suwa and Achavis. Umasa Kasav Agoyin Oth, the Sugi de Chagiga, Yeshuomar. And Kibega said, the Kamo, the Kacheres, Eno, Makabo, Tuma, Algabo, the Maga. Kimo Kain, what? Eno, Makabo, Tuma. That's what these abbreviations are. Ena mekabutuma sham b'masa. So what do you mean by that? Nearly the kavonis are going up. The afgav the ritzua tmeis munachas al safa shel chavius nimsa shenavu gam b'ktias safa. He goes on. What does he mean in svara? So he says, go on, go to the next page. With the hooks mago masa adadi. There's a hekish mago masa one to the other. V'anogei v'anosei kosugo b'chom mago b'chom masa. That he thinks of the kivega means stop. A hekish. He says that's not really true. You find many cases where masa is more chamer than maga. And what do you see from that? The back the next time it's bold. Ela al korchach. The case of the masa lemaga ain't a rakling in hamakom. So let's just think for a second. Rabbi Eger thought that Rashi Shita in Nida is that kelim on tamei ben masa. But kli cheres is different. Kli cheres cannot become tamei masa, but it can't become tamei maga either. And it's very slow time is, what do you mean? What's the difference? There's no hekish for all things maga masa. But what could Kivega have meant? Stam the hekish? Kivega meant something here. Kli cheres is tamei hal, the avir. Safko sub, it's not an avir kli cheres. So what's not because it's hekish. Magomas. But kli cheres, kabolas tum of kli cheres is ba'avir. So masa is not ba'avir. In other words, that's what Rikvega probably means. It's no say it, but it's above it. It's not in it. And what would the Tiferes Yisrael hold? No, masa is a different idea. In maga, you have to be avir. Now we saw that in the first Mishnah. Question: what exactly is avir kli cheres? Is avir kli cheres also a gather of maga, or is it like a new inyan of kabbalas tumah of avir? it could be that's, you know, relevant here. In other words, how do you understand the notion of avik l'cheres? It's a new idea of a Kabbalah system of avik. So anything that's not shaykh to that concept, you can't have by l'cheres. The avik is not nosei, the kli was nosei. And there's no concept of a kli being makabel tumah by l'cheres, only avik l'cheres. But if an avik is also a geder, a megiyah the kli, so the kli can become tamei hayun again in the avik. That's by maga. But the kli is nosei, it's a different tumah. So a kli is no say, it should become, if a kli, if kelim are tami b'masa, b'masa b'kelet, so kli should also become tami b'masa. At the end of the day though, Rashi seems to say something which goes against a mefurish drasha of Chazal. It's one thing to say Rashi argues on Arisha, it's another thing to say Rashi argues on Toras Kohan. The Rav quotes the drasha Toras Kohanim Lochem. So how could Rashi suggest Kibega took for granted in Rashi that Kehom Matami bin Masa except Kucheres? How could Rashi hold that way? But Maisuk, the Pharisee Yisrael himself opens up the possibility that maybe Rashi only said it by a particular case. What case was Rashi talking about? Not Nevela. What was the case? Damanida. So, the Tiferes Yisrael says later on, if you look at the next bold word, Ulam, even if we'll grant the Kibbe Eger his Pshat and Rashi, the Tachtav means the Kriyat's Tachas Damanida, not just the Adam, Afilachi, he says, it's not a Stira in Rashi. But that's also a problem. Rashi so said himself. The Yesh Roma, the Davka Dam Nida Kama Rashi, the Mitame Krisha Tachtav, the Hukash Nida, but Bishar Avo Satuma, Mode, the Ain Krisha Tachtav Nitma Bishalom Nagava. So could be Rashi only has this Chidush that a Kaili is a Tame Bimasa only where? By Dama Nida. If it's no say Dama Nida, but he wouldn't say, let's say, by Nevela. And then if that's the case, it's not a steer in Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos was not talking about the case of Dama Nida. So Dama Nida, Rashi would hold Hukash the Nida. And by Nida, there's a halacha that Kegam was the Tami, the Tachtav. So whatever it is, that's a Hisvara. Even if you won't say Hisvara, whatever you'll say, it's not a steer from Toras Kohanim. The drush of Gochem is going to be going on Nevela, the Masa by Nevela. Masha'en came by Tumas Nida, maybe Kegam Amakami by Masa, whatever the reason. So one could perhaps say that in Rashi, that there is a sefer, I think the Mechas Chinuch quotes this, Sidri Tahara, that quotes the halacha by Ksamim, that if you have a kesem that's above a damanida, that's above kelim, kelim are becoming tamei, according to, based on this shita Rashi Chumra, it's going to be tamei kelim that are below it, because of tumas maga, tumas masa v'kelim. Even though it's a chidush, you know, even within Rashi, it's not clear Rashi means it. Kivega took it for granted, Pshat Rashi is that way. But again, it's only by Dama Nida. It wouldn't apply, for example, to Nevela. That's why Toras Kohanim is Nemai Kalim from Tumas Masa by Nevela. Yeah. Me'inin le'inin to this question, we saw meanwhile discussion of Kucheres. You know, even if Rashi holds that way, whatever case may be, what about Kucheres? Kivega says, no, Kucheres would not be Mekami ben Masa. So, it's an interesting diuk in the case that the Rav brings, which is from the Rambam, of Tumas Kelim B'mas. The case the Rav gave was, you have a whole bunch of Kelim, one on top of the other, right? Hayu Kelim Rabim Zeh Agav Zeh Levela Menida B'Kli Ha'Elyo. So what becomes Tamei? Lanitmo akema tachton b'masa kol zman shelo nagu b'nevela v'mei anida. If you look in the Rambam gives this case as well, and it's also in the Yad. Let's start with the Rambam here in Pirush HaMishnah. Look over here, dimyon zeh. See it on the right side. He says the same thing. V'das shelo yitame b'masa zerasa adam levada. Right from the sifra lachem he metamin. Everyone see it in the Rambam? Pirush HaMishnah, Dim Yom Zeh. Simlakach adam kuf kelim derech masa 100 kelim. The yisimim biyado achas. He puts in the one hand a rishon al haseni, one on top of the other, like caps for sale, right? 100 kelim, one on top of the other, right? What happens now? On the top cap, od yosim kazayis me'anavela b'kliya elyam. Then you have kazayis and bale on the top. So what happens? What's the result of this situation scenario? The Adam is a no sin avela, he becomes tameh. The hurishim l'tameh. What else? The chen hakli hayoser elyon nitma liyoser nogeya ben avela. The highest kli, the 100th cap on the top, becomes tame because it's no gab in avela. Ushara kelim tahore. And all the other 99 caps are tahor, lo yitamu kal b'masa nevela. Now, does anyone have a ha'ara here on this case of the Rambam? 99 of the caps, I said caps, maybe not caps, maybe we'll see, whatever they are, kelim. 99 of the 100 are tahor. Only the top one touching the Vela is Tameh. Anyone have any Ha'ara here? The Adam is Tameh. Why? He's no sin Vela. Go say, ask me an Eisen Akasha. Come on. Somebody should mechaven to Akasha on this case of the Rambam. Some ask me an Eisen Akasha. Nope.
You couldn't say the thing that I said before. The first
reason. I want a practical Akasha, not a Lambish Akasha. 99 atar, what's the question?
You don't need a gear for tuma. Before that, you don't actually have in terms of, for the megadim to become tuma. They don't actually have to be in the gear of the tuma. So why are the other?
No, the rush holds it could be. And that's wearing it. We're not talking about wearing anything here anyway. But you're on the right track. Go ahead, Binyan.
Maybe just that, but the bottom kli should be
the bottom kli. The bottom kli. You're no gear. You're no gear in the bottom kli. You're holding other. You're holding the first one, then 99 on top of that. The top kli is touching the vela. The first kli is touching you. You become tami ben masa. So you should be tami the first kli.
It has to be three times. Right?
It's very interesting. So, I want to say it's not big kli cheres. So this is a big tumult, this kashi. Rav Shach has a sefer al gilyonos. They put out small ha'aris on the Rambam. So this case is also in the Rambam. The same case that he has in Pirush Mishnah. And then the Rambam, Hilchas Tumas Neis, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Ein Metamei B'masa El Adam B'Vad, Lo HaKelem, Ketzad. Aber Shal Yimunach Al Yodo Asar HaKelem, Ze Agab, Ze Yes 10. והנבלה וכיוצא בו בכלי העליון האדם תמי משנוסי נבלה והקיום שעל ידו כולם תאורן חוץ מכלי העליון שנוגע בו התומה וכן כל כיוצא בזה. So Rav Shach in the Ha'aris here בחידושה לבבא בסרה עמדתי על לשון זה. I don't know if we have חידושה Rav Shach and בבא בסרה, maybe we do. He quotes his חידושה בבא בסרה, מדוע כסף שרק כלי העליון תמי האף כלי התחתם תמי משום שנוגע בהכלי ולא פירש ממתמה, שהוא ריסי לסן אבילה, כמו שקוסף אין הלכס, הלך א', but then he says, the E.I. ריבי, so now, everyone wants to say, it's כלי חרס. כלי חרס is not become תמי, with תום בחיבור, as we saw. The E.I. ריבי כלי חרס, אין זה משום הדין, דאין כלי נתמה במסה, אלא משום דכלי חרס תמסה רק מהאוויר. Says of Shach, that won't be an Eitzah, your Teretz. Because why wouldn't the first Kli become Tameh? Because it's Kli Cheres. So then why is it becoming Tameh? Because of the Yisod of the Rambam. The same reason the second Kli doesn't become Tameh, because Kli doesn't become Tameh B'masa. I'll tell you why it doesn't become Tameh, because it's Tumah, it's only Me'adim. So obviously the Kli Cheres can't become Tameh. In other words, the assumption of Shach is that if you're not going to become Tameh, then Maga al Gabo, So obviously you can't become tamei b'masa either. So you don't have the whole discussion. It's not because of the yesod that kelim are not becoming tamei b'masa. Klicher is not shaykh to that anyway. Which is basically what who held? The Kivege tied it that way. Klicher is that even if Rashi holds such a shita, they kill him a tummy b'masa, but not klicheres. Because klicheres is only ba'avir. That's how we want to say pshan Rashi. But the Teferes Yisrael thought, no. What does one have to do with the other? Tumas klicheres is ba'avir, that's been again the question of maga. Masa is not hukash from maga. So it's no magical hekish for everything. So why can't it become tummy also b'masa? So, it's interesting. We wanted to say that the case is klicheres, and the reason why it doesn't become tummy is tum b'chibun doesn't apply to klicheres. Says the Rashach, that wouldn't be an etzer, because the whole idea that we're trying to prove here that the kelim did not become tummy b'masa wouldn't be shach to klicheres anyway. But if you hold that klicheres is fail, that it's the fact that you can't have tuma of maga. Except the avir doesn't preclude the possibility of tumas kelim the masa, so then your eitz is a good eitz. You could say we're talking about a klicheres. So tum b'chiburin won't apply because tum b'chiburin doesn't apply to klicheres. Only begadim and kelim that are not klicheres. And the mela, you still have to tell me the chidush that it doesn't become tamei based on tumas masa the kelim. That's l'chor what you have to say. This is interesting. So this issue is going to negate this question of Kivegan versus.
Didn't the Rambam would have said if that's what he meant? Isn't it like a very specific thing?
Yeah, it's a bit of a doche, right? You're right, but the kash is a strong kash. Yeah. Again, you hear, mostly you hear the cheshvin, so we say it again, everyone hears it. What? Yeah? Yeah? Now I'm checking in. What? Rabbi Kivager and Tresor seem to be debating the following thing. If you have, you accept the principle that maybe Rashi takes this to be true, even though it's a big chiddush, that kelim are tamei b'masa. Maybe Rashi's limited to Damanida, maybe not. Maybe Rashi never said it, but if Rashi said such a thing, says Rabbi Kivager, but it wouldn't be true by klicheres. Klicheres, which is only tamei ba'avir, when it comes to maga, certainly we're not have tumas mas, and only other kelim would be shayach to tumas mas. Very so, didn't understand that chiluk at all. Said, what does that tumas mas have to do with anything? There's no hekesh for every halacha maga mas. So that's a machlokes. That seems to be playing out over here in terms of whether we can answer up the kash of Rapshach, right? In the diuk of the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam gave a scenario to explain that kelim are not tamei tumas masa, then they're carrying the vela, for example, they don't become tamei. The Rambam gives the example, the person is no say the vela, and there are 10 or 100 kelim, and on the top there's the nevela. Says the Rambam, what becomes tamei? The adam, because he's no say nevela, and the top kli, which is touching the vela, and all the others are tar. Kashi is like all the others. The chayr, the first kli which you're touching, because you're holding 10 kelim or 100 kelim, so that should become tamei based on the din of tumah b'chiburin. If you're noticing the veil at the time that you're touching, you're noticing the veil, you're touching a kli. So how come all the 99 are tar? So Rav Shach says, unless you say we're talking about a kli cheres, and doesn't say, and we know that a kli cheres does not become tamei based on the chidas begadim, only begadim and kelim are not klicheres. But the only thing is, that's not necessarily a good answer. What does it depend on? Because to say such a thing is to say that why doesn't the first kli become tamei based on what idea? Based on tumas kelim b'masa. But you tell me it's a klicheres, so you don't have tumah b'chiburin. But that means that were it not for that issue, why would it become tamei? Because kelim are tamei b'masa, but Ram says it's not true. But if a klicheres anyway wouldn't become tamei with tumas masa b'kelim, as the Kivega took on, then the Ram wouldn't be telling me that chiddush on that kli. Because it's all them kulcheres. So the whole Rambam is not necessary. Only that one's a kulcheres. And somebody's all the, so the whole Rambam is not the Rambam's necessary for the other 99. I mean, it's not like the first one's a kulcheres, the other ones are other Caleb, that's not the style. What? Say kulcheres for all of them. You're going to have to assume again that not like a big beggar. That kulcheres is shaykh to Tumas Caleb, but the Rambam says there's no such halach. The Rambam to be telling by kulcheres means that the same chidush that he's telling by kulcheres is no gear for every Caleb. And if according to Rabbi Kibbeger it's not so, Kulcheres is certainly not going to be, and Pshat took on also like that, because according to Rabbi Kibbeger, Kulcheres certainly would not be Shat to Tumas Caleb. And then if that's the case, it's not a Kulcheres. Not a Kulcheres, the Kash is yet. Then why is Rambam saying 99 Ator, or 9 Ator, the one you touch it should become Tami, it's a good Shat. That's what we're left with. Let's finish the Rav. So the Rav finishes here, Ukshem Shanadela Mitama B'masa, Kach Mitama B'hesit, She'esit Min Masahu. It's a little strange in the lesson that it's the case. Don't show you each munach, the rosh ha'ilan, the rosh ha'kosel, unavela b'ksei echad shalva eitz, uvo ed adam b'chviya b'ksei ha'sheni. So the person put weight on the other side, because hikbiya ha'katsa shalva unavela, machmas hachva aso. Hikbiya ha'katsa shalva unavela, machmas hachva aso. He lifted it up, he put press on the other side, and the other one went up. Nitma tumas hesed, dadi kenosu. Yeah, but we saw earlier in the Rambam's mashma that every masa requires a hesed. The Rambam's mashma that every masa doesn't have to automatically include hesed. The Rambam is on the one he's quoting the Rambam and here too, but the nice of the Rambam's mashma before the Rash that you always have to have hesed. It's a little bit of a diuk. I don't know. The Mishnah concludes, "Bachasuche begadim b'maga," says the Rav. Minuim kloma, minuim habegadim. Mituma Iika Maga Belomas. Chasuche Begadim means that the Begadim are held back. The Chasuche Begadim are held back from Tuma if all you have is Maga with the Nevela and not Masa. Shanogea bin Nevela or bin Meyanida. Meyanida is the case here of the other case, right? Mechatas. Meyanida, don't think it's Meyanida means Anida. Me'anida is the way Torah refers to as the Mechatis. Matzim me'anida yichadis the God of himself. The Eno Nosam. Eno mitame afil begadim sha'olav. That's not mitame begadim. Kibirsiv hanogea binivrasam yitmar ha'arev. Doesn't say kibus begadim. You touch nevela, yitmar ha'arev. Velonis kasham kibus begadim. That's by nevela. Uv me'anida nami by mechatas ksiv v'nefesh hanogas. That means that you become tamei, but not that you are mitamei begadim. What's the Russian chasuche? Chasuche Russian minia, held back. Kemo velo chasachta espincha badi akeda. It's a bit of a strange Russian. Why doesn't Mishnah say direct, right? Mitamei sa'adim masa mitamei begadim b'maga, and what? But imnaga b'nevelo b'mechatas. In a mitame begadim. What does it have to say? Chasuche begadim b'magatze. It's an odd way to express the halacha. No, we have to like figure out what it means. So the Gemara brings something very nice here in the Eli Rabba. Shadin, why the Mishnah says it the way it does? Take a look on the page. I'm a Zion. He says the katani lishna. The chasuche, the lo tani stam, ain metamin begadim b'magas. He just say ain metamin begadim b'magas. Straightforward. So he works on a cheshbon. He go down a few lines. He says like this: by mechatas, it's water. We're talking about a water solution. So the mitzvah is, if you're going to touch mechatas, what automatically have you done when you touch water? What have you done? You've done not just maga. You've done hesed, you've done mas. It's not shayach to touch the mechatas shelo yizizim ma'at. And if you're mizizim, then memeli yimetame begadim yishem mas. And therefore, the Mishnah cannot simply say in a more straightforward way, ein metamin begadim b'masa. Because factually it's not true, because if you're do negiya b'mechatas, you are no saying effect, the mechatas no yometamin begadim. So the Mishnah has to speak in theory, not in practice. So therefore, because it's always going to come out to Hesed. So therefore, the Mishnah says like this: Chasuche begadim b'maga, she'nimna atumas begadim b'maga, she'im ha'yefshe lu yitzuya, Shimaya Efsir, when Maga below Esit, Haya Nimna'a, Tumas Begana bin Maga. The Im Efsir, Mitamishamasa. So that's really why the Mishnah says it the way it does. One last Nakuda in terms of the last part of the Mishnah. Vachasucha Begadim bin Maga, so how do we explain? What does it mean? It means that if you're Nogeya bin Avela, you're not going to be Mitam Begadim. That's how everybody learns Pshat. Bechor is another way to learn. And this is what the Tosus Anshe Shem points out, based on the Rashi in Babasa Daftes. What do we mention from Rashi in Babasa Daftes? A Chidush. Right? We had a Chidush in Rashi that the din of Tum Bechiburin is only said Vinogeya Begadim Shalovesh. Right? Everybody argues in Rashi. Tosus there, and everybody else says no. It's Mefurish and Tosus Kalahanim that even begotten that you're not lovesh kalin, for example, you can't be lovesh kalin, you come tamei zol. Rashi says over there that it's only begotten that you wear, not begotten that you touch. Difficult Rashi, but if Rashi says such a thing, so l'chora, how do you read our Mishnah? The tamid begotten b'maga. So first of all, the word b'maga apparently Rashi didn't have. You notice there's an asterisk there anyway. L'tami begadim b'maga? No, l'tami begadim. Not begadim you touch. Begadim you're wearing. What about the outer layer? I don't know. But begadim that you're wearing. Says the Mishnah further, v'chasuche begadim b'maga. Shad is like this. That begadim will not become tamei if all you're doing is what? Is touching the begadim. Not the pshat if you're touching the nevela. You don't have to wash your clothing, they didn't become tamei. That's everyone else's pshat. But Rashi, which he taught so in Bava Basra, will have a mefurish Mishnah to what he said. That v'chasuche b'knoz, we're not going to the word b'maga before. B'masa v'tami begadim, in other words, begadim you're wearing. Says the Mishnah further to clarify, what begadim? Only begadim that you're wearing, not begadim that you are touching. V'chasuche begadim b'maga. Begadim shenogeya, the inner lobe shen, don't become tamei. And that's what he wants to say, and then he says, based on this, it's Miyusha, the Kushas, Harajba, and Rashi, and Chu, and Chavtes, that says that it's against the Mefurish of Mishnah and Kalim, that even begotten that you're touching become Tamei, or begotten that you're, right, not that you're wearing, no, Lehefech, Rashi is saying, Chuzbukh Matam is exactly that. He quotes this from the Sefer Mem Nun. You should have the idea, once you're ready, being exposed to Tyrus, you should. I think on the last day or two of Shia, I'll give you a bibliography of Svarim you should be aware of that deal with Iz and Yonim. One of them is this one that he's quoting, Meinaf Toach. Mem Nun is Meinaf Toach. It's a sefer that's written on the Hagdamah Saram in the Seder Taras. That one Hagdamah, it's an extensive analysis, and he has it broken down into levels called Parpar, as you can see. So he's quoting from the sefer Meinaf Toach and Hagot. He's quoting here. He's Malakit from others. This is Tosan Hashem, it's Malaki. He's Malaki from different places. This is from the main Aftarah. So according to Rashi, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. But Lamaisa, the Rashi is difficult in any case. And there may be other Rashi's from Zavim that it's not true also. So at least from our Mishnah, one could perhaps learn such a Pshat in the Mishnah. So Akopanim, we saw a lot of different inyanim. We'll just mention them quickly. We talked about the inyan of Masa and what defines Masa. Does it have to be Hasid? Or is enough, it's simply there by itself. We discussed what Itum B'chiburin is about, different models, how it works, how is it if you're only a Rishon, maybe not, maybe you're an Av, maybe you're a Rishon, how can you mitami Kalim? And we discussed the Inyan of Tumas Kalim B'masa. We saw the Rashi in neither of Kibeka quotes, and Tumasma that Tumas Kalim Tumas Masid Shach B'Kalim, maybe Rashi only said B'dama Nida possibly, but then we saw the question of Kulcheres and whether that would be true by Kulcheres, Machol Tzim Kibeger and Tosis Kitfas Yisrael, and then the Diuk in the Rambam that we saw in the case of the 10 or 100 Kalim, what do you need? The Rambam seems to say that all 99 are taught, what about the first one? And the possible apes of Kulcheres, how that would impact. And then the various Shittas, of course, of Tumas Begadim, the Rashi, the Rush, in terms of the extremes, all Kalim, all Begadim that you're wearing, only Begadim you're wearing, and then at the end of the Mishnah, whether that could, how work, that you could read the case of the last part of the Mishnah within Rashi, a different pshat than the way everyone else understands it. I think if there's anything I left out, you could tell me, but more or less that was the various nekudas that we dealt with. Yes, Hashem will continue tomorrow with the next mission. If you ask the professor, you should probably take time to have some information. Good day, everybody.